just obey anyway. I know that you've done everything you can, but you just obey anyway. I know there are some things you cannot see, but you just obey anyway. Obey anyway. Obey anyway. Sometimes we feel that we have done enough. In these times we fail to see all God has for us. Hey, so we fish through our frustration while we patiently wait on God's perfect plan. I know if it's hard to understand, but you just obey anyway. I know that you've done everything you can, but you just obey anyway. I know there's some things you cannot see. Obey anyway. Sometimes we're slow to move, so we may what God has for us, expecting the same results as those around who are obedient. But I say to you this day,
there is no other way.
Simply put,
just obey.
Hard to understand, but you just
obey anyway.
I know that you've done everything you can, but you just
obey anyway.
I know there's some things you cannot see, but just obey anyway. Oh, yeah. With your hands in the air.
Sincerely crying.
Oh, oh.
Lord, are you still here?
Let me encourage you to just obey. Waiting on an answer, but I've got good news for you right now. You already have the answer. Oh, so keep moving and keep praying, and then do what you gotta do right here, right now. Just obey. Press through and press on. Press to what God has for you.
Obey.
Trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
Come on, clap your hands.
Happy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Come on, let's bless the Lord in the sanctuary today. Ah, what a marvelous day it is today. Give the Lord all the glory and all the praise and all the honor belongs to Him. Ought to have an amen in the sanctuary. And those of you that's watching and listening, God is good. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good. Somebody ought to say amen. Bless him, bless him, bless him. How many got a blessing from the Lord this week? Come on, if you got a blessing from the Lord this week, you ought to say something. Amen. Just give him a great big God bless you in the church this morning, because he's just that way. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Call
Hallelujah. How many got the victory? Somebody ought to shout it out this morning. Somebody holler out, I got it. Come on, come on, one more time. Shout it out, I got it. Let me hear you through the mass. I got it. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Our scripture today Acts chapter 16. We read beginning at verse 16. Acts chapter 16. Begin reading at verse 16. Come on in. Electronic devices and page turners. Acts chapter 16. Hey, amen. We're going to wait on you, I promise. Elder Gordon ain't going to be long. Acts chapter 16. Now, you know he take his time. Y'all know that, don't you? Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 16. And it read in the presence of the Lord morning. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, but show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when a master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. The multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stock. And we read verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, saying, praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. So read the word of the Lord in the presence of the people of God this morning. Let us lift up our hearts and our minds and our beings unto God in prayer. Father, we come to say thank you. You've been mighty good to us, and for that, Father, we're grateful this morning. We bid you, O God, to just come and sup with us now. Let us be made to feel you in this place. Through your Holy Spirit this morning, O Lord, come and sup with us now. The songs, prayers, the preaching of your word, dear Lord. Have your way today. Do it now, O God. Do it now, God. Speak through this, your manservant. Send a word, dear Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that it might say a word that would be pleasing in your sight. Open our hearts and our minds that we might receive your word today. Do it, O God, and we'll be ever grateful, and we'll be mindful of all of the things that you've given unto us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we pray, and we bless you now. The church said together, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord out. Let's bless the Lord with our young people today. Come on. they were singing about. Amen. Come on now, y'all. How many of y'all got some of those blessings they were singing about? Today. Most certainly we honor God our Father, Jesus our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Keeper and our Comforter. We honor Pastor Steve this morning in his, well, I won't say in his absence, he's just gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. He had an engagement that had already been on his calendar. Praise the Lord. In Carolina, and we just pray God's blessings upon him. Amen. As he's working this morning, if y'all know what I'm saying. Amen. So we're gonna pray that God will bless him as he bring the anniversary message at his home church. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know he's gonna carry on. Amen. And we thank God for Jesus, and we're praying mightily. Hallelujah. Okay, the senior dinner. Amen. Wednesday the 24th. I'm gonna make sure I ain't doing. All you seniors, make sure you ain't doing nothing. Wednesday the 24th. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. The Lord. Hallelujah. I'm lying now. November the 5th. The name. On menu, amen. Mightily also all of our sin, our shut in, and mightily for those truly bless Amen. Anybody in the church, the Lord have bless, man through breast cancer. Wait, we bless those listening. Amen. We thank the bless, healing. Amen. Now, the world is the fifth son. All of honor, bless, breast cancer awareness, Sunday, sis, wearing best breast cancer awareness. Amen. You started. Wear your best sir. Wear shirt. Amen. On Sunday. For both services. Amen. And we praise God for you today. Not forget the service. Saturday, Bible study, Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. Our Sunday school,
every Sunday, all of these schedule, y'all. Don't look in here. The Lord will be, amen. All right. It's almost switching time, man. Our son is going, come after people sing again. Amen, 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 amen. Let's be my our prayer and concern list. Amen. All of those who have concerns when it's come to sickness and bereavement. Praise the Lord. Let's be much in prayer. Prayer changes things. Can I get a witness from somebody? How many here know prayer changes things? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord just in the midst of what the Lord is sending us through. You know, nothing happens without God saying so. You do know that, don't you? So that's why I say in the midst of what God is bringing us and sending us through. Amen. We still are blessed. Amen, somebody. We still are blessed. After our young people sing, Minister Warren Gordon is going to come. Amen. And bring us the word of the Lord. Hear ye him. Amen. Sing to you.
God. Good morning, New Hope. Thank God for this day and for this time. And since we're in such a high calling time, a time of worship, Father God, we just say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for our rising up this morning, and we thank you for such a time as this, a time to worship. And now, Father God, I just pray, Lord, that I decrease, that you will increase. I ask now that your Holy Spirit will speak to me and through me, your people. It is in Jesus' mighty and awesome name we say, thank God, amen. To God be the glory. I'm a morning person, so I wake up happy. And sometimes when I go to work, I believe my energy rub off on people. And then other people are turned off by it. You know, they wonder why you're so bubbly and happy. And I like to tell them, because I'm glad I woke up. And if you're angry that you woke up, maybe I just need to pray for you. But I will say this, that God allowed us to wake up, so there's no need to be angry. And I said, this morning, two good things happened to me. I opened both of my eyes, and if that wasn't good enough, then 2 feet hit the ground. And from there, that's when I got on my knees to praise God, and I told him, thank you. So I'd like to thank God for this day and for Pastor Steed and his absence of his presence being here, I should say, as you stated. And I'd like to thank God for all of those who are here, from every minister to every member. There's no one person that is important more than the other. God has no respect of person. And I have cleared my calendar all the way to 1 o'clock, so no one leaves. And when football starts, church is dismissed. Well, you have heard the scripture. And I'll just read one particular verse or one passage here. And in Acts, the 16th chapter. And this she did for many days. But Paul, grievously annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. I understand we all respond to things differently when we get upset and annoyed. Some of us may find ourselves using words not found in the Bible. And I like how, as Paul was, as the Bible states, greatly annoyed, some versions may say his spirit was vexed, or perhaps he was grieved. And whatever state of mind he was in, he spoke to the Spirit. Too often when we get upset, if it's upset with someone we know or don't know, we're not always speaking to the Spirit. We find ourselves speaking to the person. But there's a spirit that's in the person. And what I want to just make clear, if I had to just say the sermon title, would be to praise God in the midst of our problems. And for those who like to be intellectual and want to study, there was a study from the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic concluded that they say most studies have shown religious involvement and spirituality are associated with better health outcomes, including greater longevity, coping skills, health-related quality of life, even during terminal illness, less anxiety, depression, and suicide. Now, this is for people who believe in God. This is for people who have faith. This is for people who are willing to exercise that faith. You know, as I read this passage, and as it was read to you earlier by Reverend Bradshaw, we find ourselves in some cases in trouble. We're in bad situations, and some of it is not to our own doing. However, we do know some of it, a great deal of it is to our own doing. But in either case, here we are, they're in a pretty bad situation, and they have found a way to praise God and to turn their problem over to God. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but I remember years ago, Reverend Bradshaw and I was having a conversation, and I was admiring the vehicle that he was driving at the time. And I remember him telling me that, yeah, I remember my truck got stolen. And the thing is, sometimes we work hard for things and we get something nice and we like to enjoy it. But what it is, we have to understand that we can't put too much value on what we have. And we can't praise the things that we have because, you know what, God gave it to you. And in this same illustration here, his truck was stolen. And I remember, not with anybody, if you've had a vehicle ever stolen from you, it or anything stolen from you, you become angry. Anyone can get angry. And I remember, if I remember correctly, Reverend Bradshaw, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but he was a little distraught about it, like we all would be. And then he said, "Oh, Lord, they stole your truck." And the point I'm making is, yeah, it was mine. But however, when something happened to it, who gave it to you? So he had to turn it over to God because you know what? Some things are out of our control. Some things are out of our control. There's nothing we can do about it, young people. Nothing we can do about it. But when it is out of your control, that's when you turn it over to God. Now, I find myself, you can call me a praiser or a cheerleader because I get happy and I'm just full of energy. But I will tell you this, I'm reminded of God's words. It says to enter into his praise with enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Now, I do find myself when I do get angry. Now, maybe this is just me and everyone else here is a little different. I have my temper tantrums. You know, I kick over my sandbox. But when I'm finished with all of that, I know now I need to turn my attention to God. That's where my focus need to be. And often when life is hard, it's easy on us. It's easy for us to focus on all of our problems we're facing. I understand that. But the bad thing is, the more we look at them, it seems the larger they get. It becomes like an elephant in the room. Yeah. But when we turn our heart to praising God, I can tell you your problems begin to shrink. I know Colossians 3:2 says to set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. But I want you to know also that when we battle, we're under fire, and it can be hard to notice the blessings. That's simply because our focus is on our issues and not our blessings. But I have good news. God is our refuge. And being our refuge, he puts us in a safe place. He's our strength. I believe that's over in Psalms 46, where it says that God is our refuge and he's our strength. And when we find ourselves going through the difficulties of life, if we just turn to the scripture, and not only turn to the scripture, figure out how can I apply this to my life? how can I apply this to my life? Because once you start to use the application, you know, there's a saying that by the yard is hard, but by the inch is a cinch. So when you just take one little thing and just try to use that one little thing, you will find that you have momentum. You will find that you can stand on one little verse and you can grow and start to apply it. And then you'll see that when you're in the midst of trials and tribulations, no matter what it is in life, that I can still find praise because I'm reminded of God's word. His word tells us to praise God in everything, not to praise God for everything. So if I found myself in bankruptcy, I don't say, God, thank you for the bankruptcy, but I thank God while I'm in the bankruptcy that perhaps I still have my home. I still have my car. I can still turn the lights on, have food and clothes. That's why we thank God in everything. And that's where we have the attitude of gratitude. That's where the praising comes in at. You find yourself into a terrible car accident. I remember a truck hit my vehicle, and it was considered total. It was on a rainy Friday night on the interstate. He didn't see me, and he changed lanes. And I mean, the tires and everything just grind into the vehicle and just ate up everything, all on the driver's side of the vehicle. But, you know, guess what? You thank God in everything, because even though the vehicle was no good, I thank God, even with the airbags hit me upside the head, I was still in good shape. I was still healthy. I was still alive. I could still tell the police officer what happened. That's why you thank God in everything. You praise him in the midst of your problems. And here we have Paul and Silas. They're doing their job. Anybody ever do their job and get in trouble? I've heard of people not doing their job and get in trouble. You know, I've been in management for many years, and I have some of what I call high maintenance employees. You have to go look for them. I need you to come over here and do your job. And then when I'm going over there and look for this, I got to go find another one. It looks like they find time to get out of doing work. And I find all of my time either looking for them or doing their job. And the thing is, for people who are just going about life, praising God, happy, and you're wondering why things happen, it's going to happen to you if you're a believer or if you're a non-believer. But I will tell you this. Here they are. When I say they're doing their job, I'm talking about they're working for God. Okay? That's what I mean by doing their job. They are doing the Lord's business, and here they are now being grievously vexed by this woman, as they say, with the spirit of divination. However, Paul turns to this woman and speaks to the spirit. Now, had it been me, whether it's man or woman, I would speak to the spirit and say, you better get out of my face. However, this is God inside of them, working inside of them, because not everybody used the same words when they are grievously annoyed, as it said that Paul was. And then I'm sure a lawyer in today's time would have loved to take this case, because here they did not have any Miranda rights. They didn't give them any rights. It was false imprisonment. They grabbed them and took them straight to the magistrates. It's like going down to Cobb County DA and says, I want you to press charges on them and have them falsely arrested. But even with all of that going on, I believe that part would have initially got me upset. And this is just me, one man in America speaking. I would have not only been upset about the idea of being falsely charged and accused and manhandled, but the only thing that would have made it worse is, as the Bible states here, that they had many stripes put on them, which is a nice word. In other words, they were beat. They snatched their clothes off them and beat them as if they were slaves, as if they were nothing. Now, I think the beating would have been that would have been the icing on the cake for me. And I'm sure I would have been ready to sue them and their ancestors. However, after all of this had taken place, they were not only falsely accused, they were not only had their clothes ripped off, and, you know, I'm sure I can't say how they were dressed, but, you know, if they had on nice garments or even raggedy garments, I still wouldn't want them ripped off. I don't want your hands around my neck with my clothes on if I was cutting my grass. Regardless, here they are. They were manhandled, beaten, and then they weren't just put into jail. Because even in our day and time, if you're put in jail, and then the prosecuting attorney has to have, I think, a certain amount of time for an indictment to come down. And then after the indictment comes down, you have your trial. After your trial, they determine, depending on your crime, if you will stay in jail or if you'll go to prison, which is maximum security. But here, just, I call this a misdemeanor, if you want to call it that. And to me, it's like jaywalking, and I get thrown in jail for jaywalking. But here, they were put in maximum security. The inner prisons. So here I am, I'm sitting next to murderers and killers, and all I was doing was talking about God. I don't think that would just make me feel comfortable at all, because I'm in the midst of bad company. You see, once again, I understand how the human mind thinks. We're upset, we're being mistreated, I'm thrown in a maximum prison. And with all of this going on, the best time to praise God is when you don't feel like it. That's the best time to lift him up on high. It's when you really don't feel like it. You ever not want to do something, you make up your mind you're not going to do it, but then if you just something compels you from the inside to get up and do it, that's the Holy Spirit that's compelling you, that's telling you to do it anyway, to go against your flesh, to go against the I don't want to go against I'm tired, to go against I just don't feel like it. I don't have to give you an explanation. I just don't feel like it. But in the midst of all of that, I want to say to you young people, when things happen, you need to go against your feelings. Because one thing I can tell you about your feelings, you can feel 1,000 ways in 30 days about the same thing. Your feelings are fickle. They change all the time. So we need to stop trusting all of our feelings, because sometimes our feelings are not telling us the truth. They're not telling us the truth. So when you find yourself in trouble, whether it's your doings or you're not doing it, we need to find ourselves that here we are praying to God, praising God, giving our attention, our focus to him. Because I will tell you that praising God, it will open your eyes up to all the ways that God is working in your life. You'll see the blessings he's given you outside of your trials, and you'll see how he's working on your battle while you're in the midst of your trial. But if you're not giving him praise, you're not talking to God and just turning it over to him, just putting it in his hands. I remember my wife telling me that we take care of my mother-in-law, and they had to do a surgery on her leg. This was some years ago. She came to visit us, and she had a lot of pain, staying up all night, just walking, and just you lay down, it bother you, you get up, it bother you, but she was walking. And so we wind up taking her to the hospital, and then when the doctor said, you know, they had ran a multitude of different tests, and they discovered it was, I believe it's called PAVD. It's like a peripheral artery vein disease. It's where your blood, for example, runs down to your foot, but the veins are so weak or so small that as it get down there, it's supposed to return and come back because it runs through a cycle in our body. Nonetheless, they said they had to do a surgery, and they were going to have to amputate her leg. And my wife told me it felt like a gut punch, as if, you know, somebody just took a blow out of you. And at that moment, I knew when she told me that, I knew God felt your pain. And she said, there's nothing I can do, you know, because my mother-in-law at the time was in the mid to late 70s. And she said, I'm just going to have to pray and just leave it up to God. So So as God would have it, did the surgery. The surgery was a success. However, it took a long time for it to heal. So they say, we're going to have to do a second surgery because they cut below the knee. And it wasn't healing fast enough, so they had to do another surgery on that leg and go above the knee. And then that was okay. Well, 6 months later, they said, now we got to do the other leg. So here it is. She came to visit us and never went back home. And the point I'm making is how you have to be able to turn it over to God. Because even with the second surgery, it was just as devastating, because anytime something happened to someone that you care about, you want to be able to protect them. And the thing is, we can offer so much protection, but there comes a time in our life, there's nothing that you can do. And when there's nothing you can do, you have to turn it over to God. And once you pray to God, you give God the praises and understand that he's going to work it out, as did Paul and Silas. I'm thrown in jail over something that I know I didn't do wrong. I've been beaten. I've been put in maximum security. I've been treated bad. And yet, there's nothing that they can do. But you can, amen. You could take away my freedom, as they did. You could beat the body, as they did. But you cannot have my mind. You cannot lock up my mind. You cannot lock up my praise. Even if you put a mask over my face, you cannot take away my praise. And that's what I want to say to you this morning. We need to learn to praise God in the midst of our problems. Praise him and turn the problem over to him, because we can't fix everything. And the truth be told, the more we fix something, the more broke it gets. That may not be correct grammar, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Some things we just can't put our hands on everything. So if we just lift God up, give him thanks in everything. Lord, I thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Have that attitude of gratitude. You will find that energy inside of you. It will lower your blood pressure. You will find that in the midst of your problems, the more you focus on God, as I stated before, the smaller your problem gets, the smaller it becomes. And God will work on you in the midst of you praising. He will be your counselor. He will tell you what you need to do, how you need to do, what it is you need to say. Who it is perhaps you need to represent you. If there's something you want to do and you don't have the knowledge to do it, God will bring the people in your path. He will bring them in the midst of you. But you got to give him praise. You got to acknowledge him. When you walk out these doors today, you can just look up at the sun. Look up at the sky. Acknowledge God. His beautiful creation. There's multitude of ways to acknowledge God and give him praise for the small things. Give him praise for all things. I just want to leave you with one last thing before I go. And I'm just reminded of a story. And the story is, I remember as a young kid, and I was, we had moved to a new neighborhood. Parents had just bought me a bicycle. And I'm riding my bike. I made a little friend, you know, and I could play with people or play by myself. It didn't matter, you know, easy to get along with. So we're riding our bike, and I wanted to go around the corner. And he was like, "Mom, my parents told me don't go around the corner. I have to stay right here." Well, my parents didn't tell me that. So I rode my bike around the corner, and man, there was a bunch of kids outside. I'm like, woo-wee, I have more people to play with. When I get around there, one of the kids come up to me, and then, I mean, you'd have to understand the scenario. I'm naive. The guy asked me, "Can I ride your bike?" And I told him, "Yeah," and he took off and didn't come back. So I got jacked. Anybody ever been jacked before? I was jacked without being beat up. However, naive, because his brothers and all the other kids was around, they knew him, they knew where he stayed, they knew what was going on. And I felt bad about it. And this is how the example I give you, how even though this happened in the physical realm, about how God works in your behalf, I'll go a little bit further and let me elaborate. So I went home, I told my brothers, I'm the youngest, and my mom had four boys and a girl. So I told my brothers what happened. And one of my brothers was on one side of town. So he called up a couple of his friends. They come over, and now all of us are going around the corner where my bike was taken. So it kind of looks like a gang. You know, there must have been maybe seven or eight of us by this time. So I'm marching around the corner because when I went back home, I was defeated with my tail between my legs. I had been jacked. And what I told my brothers, all of them, we're coming back around there to get my bike. Now, by this time, I feel like I'm 10 feet tall. You know, my chest poked out. My head is up. My confidence is there. You to figure I'm this big guy. And my brother asked me, I showed him my bike. I showed him the guy that took my bike. And when they saw all of us walking around our presence, everybody stopped. And they were wondering what was going on. And so when my brother walked up to the guy that took the bike, you know, I figured he was going to talk to him or say something. But his hands was moving like a blender. I mean, he started hitting him, and he hit everybody that was standing next to him. And, I mean, it was more like a street brawl. But I had my confidence by this time, so I'm ready to jump in. And with all that being said, I got my bike back. And, no, I never been jacked again since then because we made a name for ourselves. But the point I'm making here is when things happen to you and you know that God is on your side, you can walk with confidence. You can have that boldness to know that whatever the enemy took from you, if God wants you to get it back, you can get it back. Because no matter what happens, God is going to protect you. He's going to be with you. And you can praise him in the midst of your problems, in the midst of whatever is going on. And with me having my family, as I'm representing here in the story, is that I have new confidence. But when you give your problems to God, he's got goodness and mercy. They following you all the days of your life. You got your shepherd right there in front of you. You can go and face your problems with confidence and know that I'm going to praise him in the midst of my problems. I don't have to worry about what's going on around me because God has got me. I am protected. May God bless you all. And the song comes to my mind. I'm not going to sing it because I don't know the words. But you can. And that is, when we all get to heaven, we will sing and shout the victory. So we got to learn to do it now. This is your rehearsal. This is your time to praise God. Because when you get to heaven, we're going to be praising God. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on and let's. Y'all know. Come on, come on.
When we all get to heaven, what a day. We all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory when we all
come on and bless him.
What a day of rejoicing it will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. One more.
someone and bless the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, we ought to bless him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Hallelujah. We offer the invitation. You've been, if there's one this morning, so good. If you find yourself without, I mean on the outside of God this morning, the invitation is extended to come to him. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Not only that, but you made a way, Lord. You made. Is there one this morning? Always. Here in the sanctuary, you made. Well, if you're listening via the internet this morning, you're on the church's website, and you're looking. You made us. You can be saved right where you are this morning. Just lift up your heart and your voices to God, and just tell God, here I am, Lord. I'm a sinner that needs to be saved. And I just thank you. Thank you. As always, this is a time of prayer this morning for those that's on our sick and concerned list. If there's one here in the sanctuary right where you are, prayer of faith is offered up, and we're going to ask Dr. Kimball to come and pray for the health of those on our concerned list. And for the health of our church and for the health of our land, that God will come and heal the land. Dr. Kimball, come this morning. Thank you, Lord. Somebody just said it. Thank you.
Church, you better bow your head for a few minutes. I heard they asked the question, how do we pray? And it's our Father, who art in heaven. Thou be the name that King and come. We be done on earth as well as heaven. Father, we just come and just said thank you. Thank you for another day. A day we hadn't seen, a day we'll never see again. Father, we realize that if it wasn't for you, what would we be today? We look at the hospital, Father, and they is full of sickness. We look around, Father, we see death is all around us. But we want to say thank you. Because we know Jesus Christ pleaded our case, Father, and you gave us mercy and grace one more time. We realize some of our close friends have gone right now, Father, and you allow us to see another day. It's nothing we have done so well, Father, but we know that it was your mercy grace. Father, we come realizing that we had over 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you and thank you enough what you already have done. But Father, we realize that our loved ones sleeping right now, but we know that you still got them in your hand. But Father, we got to realize while we live and the blood run through our veins right now, Father, we just need to praise and worship you right now.
We realize this COVID going around left and right, right and left, Father. But we know man created, but we know you got all power that you can remove it, Father. Father, we know cancer is on the rise right now, Father, but we know that you are the cure. There is nothing that you can't do, Father. Father, we realize that you sent your son over 2,000 years ago for to die for our sin and not for his sin, because he did not sin is what we doing right now, Father. Father, we just want to thank you. Because we realize, Father, we could be on a cooling board right now, Father, but you allowed us to see another day. We could be in the hospital right now, Father, pain running through our veins right now, Father, but we know that you allowed us to see another day. Father, we could have COVID right now in our body right now, but Father, we thank you for keeping it away from us. Father, we could have cancer in our body right now, but we know that you are the healer. Father, we just want to say thank you. Our friends that have gone on right now, some of our loved ones have gone right now, Father, but we know that you still got them in your hand. We want to say thank you. Father, we want to thank you for our pastor going up these dangerous highways and byways, spreading your word, Father. You said, if you know of me, tell my brother and sister of me. And if you do this, then you are my prophet. You are my way maker. Father, we just got so much to thank you. Father, we want to thank you for the roof over our head. We want to thank you for the job that you gave us, Father. But most important, Father, we want to thank you for keeping the deaf angel back one more time. Father, let us be able to praise your word. Let us come together and call on you, Father. You said, well, one or more gather in your name, you will be in the midst. Father, we know that you are the way maker. Allow us to keep calling on your name, keep praising your name, Father. Not just for us, Father, pray for our neighbor. Let's pray for our enemy. Let's pray for our country. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for everyone under my weak voice, Father. Jesus, we need you right now. Not only New Hope, we need you everywhere, Father. Thank you, Father, for being the Father all by yourself. Thank you, Jesus, for pleading our case to our Father. And through him, you gave us mercy and grace one more time to be able to praise you. Thank you. Because there's no other like you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you for giving us joy. Thank you for giving us eternity. Thank you for our sin. Thank you for because of what you and I were doing. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, Jesus. And no other name can do what you have done. And no other person can do what you have done. Thank you, Jesus, for pleading our case to the Father. And our Father gave us mercy and grace one more time. And I pray, and I say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Come on, give the Lord a great big God bless you this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank Minister Gordon. Praise the Lord for that wonderful blessing and for the word of the Lord this morning. Thank all of you here in the sanctuary and all of you that's listening and watching virtually. We praise God for you today. Thank all of the servants of the church that served here this morning. And as we prepare to go down from this place, let us remember, praise the Lord, that if you be good for God, he'll be good to you. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the sweet communion, be with all of us now and forever until we all meet again. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Everybody say,
God bless you.